Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
What? Let's go! Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll get to an NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes from right now as week eight kicks off tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Vikings and the Chargers, obviously the Falcons and the Dolphins on Sunday afternoon. We'll get to a little bit more of what Raheem Morris had to say about his team ahead of that game. College Football Corner coming up in about 15 minutes from right now as, you know, it is just, I know we say it every single week, but these SEC, Big Ten too, but specifically these SEC schedules are crazy. Ole Miss goes to Athens, plays that just classic football game, doesn't get stopped for the first 45 minutes of the game, and now they get to go to Oklahoma to take on those guys on Saturday. Missouri and Vanderbilt, that's where game day is going to be, in Nashville, which what a scene that's going to be, and then A&M and LSU. We'll get into that one as well. I'm interested to get Bo's thoughts on kind of the significance of that one and what may happen on Saturday night at LSU. We'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40 as well.
I was at Trivia when the Hawks game started last night. Okay. I saw they had the same gentleman do both the Canadian anthem and the American national anthem. How was he? Did you happen to catch the volume? We didn't have volume.
Yeah, I wasn't there yet.
I could see what he was singing, but that doesn't close captioning got all the words right. So congrats to them.
I always record them, right? They're recorded on the Fubo, I think is what we use. Fubo. So it's recorded.
I thought you meant like just the anthem.
No.
What are you doing?
I record the anthem so I can watch them back with a fine tooth comb.
Is that your morning routine?
No, it's just bedtime, 8 o'clock for these guys, you know? And we just switched to bunk beds on Saturday night.
Yeah, how's that going?
Nah.
Ooh.
Good. It's not going great. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's going okay. They really, really like the bunk beds until bedtime. And then it's like, well, I want to do this, I want to do that. And then you get them to sleep. And then now the real problem is anybody that's had little kids or has kids, obviously they were little at one point, is when they wake up in the middle of the night, it's nice for them to be contained or big enough to do stuff that's not going to hurt them. This is Jack's first time being uncaged because he was in a crib. And when Lily made that transition, we put a gate on her door. We don't want to do that this time. Maybe we should. So anyway, this dude gets up in the middle of the night. Last night, it's like 2:30, and I hear a noise in the kitchen. I'm like, well, all right, let me go check that out. He's in the fridge with a glass of milk and a cookie. at 2:30 in the morning. It's like,
is he Santa?
Yeah, what are we doing? Also, I don't know, because the cookies were on the counter, and I don't know how he did that. But that's, like, I don't want him to fall and hurt himself in the middle of the night, but that's what this is now. Like, he's free. I'm asleep. He gets up and does whatever he wants.
Now, I had bunk beds growing up with my brother.
Yeah, me too.
And I guess the question I have is obviously Lily is up top. And yes. Is it a ladder or a step situation?
It's a ladder. Yeah.
How far are we away from it no longer being a ladder? You're just climbing up, jumping down.
Not her. She's so careful and like thoughtful. Him, yeah, absolutely.
He's further away.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. We were talking to somebody about it Sunday. Saturday was the first night. We were talking to people about it Sunday. And they were like, oh, are you worried about someone getting hurt? I was like, no, I'm not worried. I promise you someone's going to get hurt. He'll get hurt today. I'm shocked he hasn't gotten hurt yet. He's an absolute maniac. Like, he thinks he's in the WWF. He's jumping off the top rope, man. Like, he's an absolute psycho. So, I don't know. It's pretty fun, but also that part of it. It's like, what are you doing? You can't just get up and get food. But I guess he can, because he did. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. Here's Raheem Morris talking about Devon Diablo and how they're going to deal with his absence.
Whenever you're replacing a guy that brings that much attention to everything that he does, whether it was pass, whether it was run, whether it was covering, playing, whatever it was, he was able to do, right? You gotta fill those roles by committee. And those are the things that you do through the course of the week. You try to find ways to do it, right? JD had to step into the game plan because that was his spot. That was the backup role. He went right out there and he was able to handle the stuff. Very proud of what he was able to do. Got a lot of confidence in our pick from last year. So he'll have a part of that role. But there will also be other people that are involved in those things. And we'll plan us this week as we go. And we'll figure it out and get to the game and get ready to let that thing unleash.
Right. Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame. Devon Diablo has been one of the, like, really positive surprises of the early part of the year for the Falcons. I don't think there was a ton of expectation just because we didn't know all that much about him when they signed him, and then you started hearing stuff throughout camp, and you start thinking about the contract they got him and the fact that Troy Anderson is not available really ever, and it's like, all right, we'll see. And then he's played such good ball, so really, really big bummer to not have him out there for who knows how long. And I'm interested to see how they go about dealing with it now that they can plan for it. He got hurt last week in the game, right. So they had to sort of adjust in real time. It was what it was. With a week for Jeff Ulbrich to try to figure out how to deal with that, we'll see.
I did find Jeff Ulbrich's comment about J.D. Bertrand very funny.
When he sees the game in a unique way?
From an execution standpoint, virtually flawless in a lot of ways. I just find that funny. No one's perfect, and, like, no offense, but certainly not J.D. Bertrand out there.
I always wish that, like, you know, because an NFL head coach is never going to say the truth.
Oh, really, be honest and throw dudes under the bus left and right?
An owner will, and we'll get to that in a minute. Or a former head coach will do it about a former player sometimes. I need people in my life like that, you know? Now, you want truth tellers in your life as well. You don't want just yes men. You want people to tell you the truth. But, man, wouldn't it be great to have somebody that just all the time just has your back and they're like, well, you know, if you think about it from this perspective, that was actually the right thing to do. That was the exact right thing to do, to drink 14 beers at that one-year-old's birthday party.
I'll tell you what, though. Nobody else in his situation would have handled it better.
you can say a lot of things about Andy and that performance at that one-year-old's birthday party. And I'm sure he regrets some of it, but I will say he was right.
Never backed down, never gave up.
That argument he was making about 1990s power forwards was correct. And, so I support him on that one. Speaking of throwing people under the bus, we talked earlier this week about how the Jets owner had some things to say about Justin Fields. Justin Fields responds by saying, everybody is entitled to their opinion. And that is true.
Now, he held back, too.
Of course he did, because that opinion is from the owner.
Well,
that's the guy that signs the checks.
Well, but I meant, like, well, the checks sign, the money's, whatever.
Well, it's still coming weekly.
There's one more comment that he could have thrown in there and didn't. Something along the lines of, like, even those who don't really know the game. There's one more dig in there he didn't take it to. So, like, props to him. He also, you know, there was a conversation about, like, well, do you want to sit and talk with them? Do you, it's like, that's not It's not changing anything. Like, no, I'm not going to go meet with him, and he probably is not going to meet with me.
Speaking of player honesty into microphones, I feel like one thing, like, it's a disaster in Miami. No question. They're awful. They're going to have to get a new coaching staff next year. They're 1-6. Who knows how bad it'll get. Hopefully it'll get a lot worse on Sunday afternoon. Tua Tagovailoa has been answering questions pretty honestly, like surprisingly.
Is he concussed right now?
I don't know. Here's Tua talking about why he doesn't throw it to Jaylen Waddle.
Yeah, I think with that, some of it has to do with being able to see guys, with their guys also up front and our guys. And I'm not the tallest guy in the back there either. So being able to see, and then, you know, sometimes when that happens, you don't want to just throw it blindly. You know, you got to progress. So I think that had some merit to reasons as to why that happened for Waddle.
Too short.
Hey, you
too
guys.
Too short to throw it to Jaylen Waddle.
You guys remember when draft prep, you guys had some knocks on me because you said I wasn't tall enough to see over the line? It turns out.
It was true.
You guys were right.
You guys were right.
And the Dolphins made a big mistake.
Yeah. Yep. They did. They did make a big mistake.
But how can you admit that?
Here's the thing about the Tua mistake is like they didn't. Some teams make a mistake and draft a guy, right? And that happens. And it's bad. And you get fired for it. And that's that. Not only did they do that, they paid him $200 million.
So much money.
So he's their problem.
Yeah.
Like, this is.
How can you admit that?
Oh.
Every quarterback.
He has $200 million coming in.
Every quarterback besides Tua says, hey, look, you guys are right. I need to do a better job getting on the same page with my receivers. We've heard it here in regards to last year with Cousins and Pitts. Like, mm-hmm. Cousins answered it properly. Yeah, you know, for one reason or another, it's not happening. I got to do a better job. That's on me, blah, blah, blah.
I love it.
He said he
I love it.
He said he couldn't see over his offensive
the
line
offensive
or their D-line.
The linemen are all 6'5".
Tua's
1 inch
5'11". Taller than Drew Brees, by the way.
Taller?
Yes.
Maybe.
Drew,
so they
well,
say.
He's, yeah, he's li- the way they're listed. Yeah. He, yeah.
I don't believe that Drew Brees, Tua Tagovailoa, Russell Wilson, Bryce Young,
yeah,
Kyler Murray, they're all the same height.
They're all
5'10".
We are one step away from Tua being like, yeah, man, and if they would just hold their ground and stop getting backed up, I'd have the angle to see. They keep getting pushed back, and I can't move.
Well, hopefully the Falcons could take advantage of short Tua and make it hard for him to complete.
We have some tall D linemen, too.
That's true. Stack it with the real tall guys in the middle. Do that. And then get your hands up. Get your hands up so you can deflect some of those two passes.
What a comment, man.
I love it.
That is a wild comment.
I love these being honest about it. You have the Sean Payton? All right. More honesty. Sean Payton.
The euphoria, the way that game unfolded, that was strictly about Dart. That was in no way, shape, or form anything that was directed at Russ. So,
Never mind. And I
might be able to see how he might perceive that. But coming off that win and watching how he played, yeah, that wasn't any intention at all.
What's Danny DeVito saying that commercial? Lies. Lies.
And I don't believe him, but like I did. If I didn't know anything about Sean Payton, if I only heard the comment after the game, I would have thought the same thing. Now, I do know a lot of things about Sean Payton, so I don't believe it. And I do believe that it was a dig at Russell Wilson. But
you can only
I'm
make that
surprised.
Comment knowing who else you would have faced instead.
I'm
like,
just,
that's the problem.
I'm still surprised that Russell Wilson responded to it.
Yeah, I agree.
Again, I'm happy he did. I love what Schlereth said yesterday on with us. He was like, yeah, this is the first time I've ever seen him actually get mad and be a human being about something.
Yeah.
It's kind of great.
Yeah. Sports Talk on the Game, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, we'll come back. College Football Corner. Three SEC games this weekend where both teams are ranked. We'll get into those. Some other important football games being played on Saturday as well. We'll break them all down. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on Trillville Thursday. College Football Corner just a couple minutes away. Back page with Bo as well. We'll get back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Well, maybe we could talk a little bit more about, I mean, some of the details of that terrible performance last night from the Hawks. We kicked off the show talking a little bit about that, but also the fact that a bunch of people in the NBA got arrested by the FBI this morning for gambling. That was not, you know, you never see stuff like that coming. But, like, in this era of that, where they're just people getting in trouble, professional athletes, former athletes or whatever, getting in trouble for gambling has just happened a lot more the last handful of years. An active coach in
one of the big three professional sports
getting arrested for being involved. Now, his is different, just for people that maybe are just joining us and don't know. Terry Rozier was arrested for gambling on games, on NBA games, on himself, really, prop bets and stuff like that, which is something we've seen before with other athletes. Chauncey Billups is being accused of being involved in fixed poker games put on by the mafia, which is a plot from a movie. Like that's a plot from a movie. I have so many questions, and maybe we'll find out as the story unfolds. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But like, how do you even get involved with something like that? If you wanted to be like, oh yeah, I could help the mafia out some of these games, get some of my rich buddies to play, or maybe attract other people to want to be a part of the game. I don't even know where to start.
Unless there's some kind of crazy world in which all of this was happening without his knowledge and he was just like getting an appearance fee.
Yeah, that's right. What they'll say. Yeah.
Well, that would be my first like question was like, is there any world in which
I didn't know. I
you were just getting an appearance poker. Fee and
right.
Whatever. By the way, Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups have been placed on immediate leave from their teams. I assume they can't fire them yet without the cause official, and they'll wait.
The Blazers played their opening game last night. Like, they played the Minnesota Timberwolves.
What would the FBI
night?
Have done if it was a road game?
Wait until they came back? I don't know.
Well, I was talking with my buddy who works for the Blazers before all this happened. They're like, we get one home game and then we're on a 3-game trip. Ooh. Like they're on a 3-game trip. Like what if
I didn't even think about that part of it. Like, because I used to do a morning show in Portland on the Blazers radio network. Like, if we had to get up this morning and go do a show on that, that would have been, all right, so Blazers lose last night. Anthony Edwards goes nuts. That's not the story, though. Head coach, federal custody. He's been arrested.
They are home for another one tomorrow. But, like, then they start a 3-game road trip.
I know we live in a world where insane stuff happens constantly, so maybe we're a little bit desensitized to it. But the head coach of an NBA basketball team being arrested for gambling the day after the season started is nuts.
So
it's nuts.
You know how Twitter kind of sometimes will cut off like a tweet if there's too much and you have to click on to read the full tweet.
I almost never click. I don't care. Well,
I do, depending on what I'm looking at. And so whatever tweet I saw at first was like, blah, blah, Terry Rozier and Chaunt. It just starts C-H-A-U.
Oh.
And then in my head, I'm like, well, I only know one.
There's only one.
There's one that starts with Chaunt. And I'm like, surely the head coach of an NBA team is not involved in sports gambling. And technically, no, he was involved in the cards and all sorts of other stuff. I had to click on it. It's like, oh my, like, it's actually Chauncey Billups. Like, the crazy thing isn't that we got sprung with a NBA and a guy's getting arrested, blah, but the fact that it was Chauncey Billups, NBA Hall of Famer, $300 million, head coach of an active team getting involved, that was the surprise to me.
Yeah. Here's how I always know something is bigger than just our bubble, our sports bubble.
Some non-sports person texts you about it.
Because my wife is a news producer. Yeah. Like, she produces a TV news show every single day on CNN. And when she texts me about it, I'm like, oh, they're going to talk about this? Dang, Yonsei's cooked. They're in trouble, man. If they're doing it on Inside Politics on CNN, they're in the... She's like, do you know any good gambling people? I was like, I don't know. Put me on TV. Put a tie on. I give my takes. Put me on there. Correspondent.
Didn't happen?
No.
She said, no. They went in a different direction?
Yeah, even my wife's like, we need someone bigger than that.
Do you ever think, like... they're not going to do Chauncey's legacy right when talking about this story. Like, they're not going to mention the NBA championship. Yeah. They're not going to mention the Hall of Fame. Right. They're just going to be like...
I would want to interrupt and be like, fair point. He is in trouble now with the FBI. I do want, for the record, people to remember that he was the captain of the only team we can think of that won an NBA championship without a superstar, okay? So put that on there for the record. That 04 Pistons team needs to be remembered in Chauncey's
legacy. One of the best leaders in NBA history and one of the more clutch players in NBA history. I just want to make sure that we have all the facts out there.
It's Mr. Big Shot, okay? This guy. This is the guy we need to
remember.
That's
what that gambling ring said when they invited players to the...
Indeed. All right, so... let's talk about some of these big games coming up on Saturday.
Great schedule.
Game day is going to be at Vanderbilt as their storybook season continues. They've got Missouri, who's a good team, obviously coming off of a loss just a couple of weeks ago. I'm interested in this one for a lot of reasons. Obviously, it's number 15 versus number 10. The Diego Pavia story continues to be really fun.
I think it gets annoying this weekend.
Annoying how?
The obvious stuff. It, just with game day, there's going to be massive amount.
Much. Oh, I mean, I
think
know.
I think there's a I get line.
It, so,
yeah.
I get it. So I don't know that I'm going to be... And he's earned it, too. Like, and it's also... It really is. Sometimes we do this with stories, and it's a little bit like, all right, like, that's a little over the top.
Right.
Like, this dude has made Vanderbilt that.
Yeah, all of it, like, is earned. I don't disagree.
Vanderbilt
but
has never been this.
There can still be like, all right, man, we get it. Like, I get it.
I don't know.
I get it.
I understand what you're saying. I hope I don't get there like that, because just enjoy it. It's a really fun story.
Do you think they do a sit down with Johnny Football?
I do wonder, maybe, but I do wonder if this is their first time doing this. Like, they've kind of been, rising in.
You're talking about Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a distraction, man. Like, you got to do a lot of extra stuff when game day's there. It's not, Johnny Football might do a sit down, but Diego Pavia is definitely going to, and a couple of other people on the team are definitely going to, and their head coach is definitely going to, and they're going to be there all week long because they got 3 hours. That's a bunch of features they got to do. And I've heard that there's some pretty big time performances, like music performances that are going to take place. Like,
yeah,
this is
a country takeover.
This is a rock, country show. This is
Post Malone.
This is a big thing coming to town.
Yeah.
On that campus that has not been there, like, ever. I know they had game day one time years ago, but this is different than that. I just want, like, that's a lot going on for some kids trying to win a football game on Saturday against a talented team in Missouri.
And here's the other problem, Bonk. You don't get game day if the other team's not also dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, hey, we're dealing with these distractions, but we should still be able to go out there and handle business. It's a good Missouri team. And I know they dropped in the rankings after taking a loss to Alabama. That was a tough game. It was a hard-fought game. And so they're not going to feel bad about anyway. If anything,
they want to ruin their party.
They're good. Right. Yeah. They're a little bit of – not that you need any extra motivation, a top 20 matchup in the SEC, but
– I bet you there's a number.
I think everyone.
Game day would never want to publicize it because they want people to want them to come there, and people want them to come there.
Okay.
But I bet there's a number of – schools in situations kind of like this where they're not normally in the national spotlight and then they come midseason and spend the whole week like lauding you with praise and taking your attention in different places and lose those games. Like, I bet that is a factor in some of this stuff. Anyway, I hope not. I hope the Pavia story continues. You're right. Missouri is really good. Bo Prabula has been fantastic. What do you think about the A&M LSU game, Bo? I mean, that's a night game. In Death Valley, obviously there's a couple losses. It kind of feels like...
Already ruled what weeks out
kinda,
again.
It kind of feels like if you lose another one, you're out of this thing.
For
and
sure.
You got A&M at home, which is a great thing that you're at home. You're going to turn around in 2 weeks and have Alabama. So two top five teams in 3 weeks. Yeah, man, they may be in trouble. Nuss had, you know, is not turning the ball over, but he's also not throwing the ball.
Right. It's just not dynamic.
It's just a boring offense.
Yeah, for sure.
The other thing is just... This is the third-ranked team in the country, and mm-hmm. no one talks about them.
It's true.
I mean,
completely
nobody talks
radar,
about them.
A&M. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At number three.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? And so I think this is an opportunity for them, I guess. Like, they've played some good, tough opponents here. This is another opportunity for – I think the country needs to wake up to what this team's doing.
Well, I think that's part of it, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they've got one really good win, and they beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame's a good team. Mm-hmm. And that was a really fun game for people that didn't watch it. 41-40. It was back and forth. It was crazy. But they've had a pretty favorable SEC schedule thus far. And even still, Arkansas pushed them last week. Like, Arkansas put 42 points on them last week.
New coach.
Well, they've done it twice. Two weeks with the new coach, they put up a ton of points. They've lost. But, yeah, you're going to find out. Because at LSU, you beat LSU at night. To stay undefeated, number three in the country, people notice for sure. Missouri the week after that, South Carolina, Texas to wrap it up. So there's some ranked teams still on their schedule. But no, that's a good point. For how good Texas A&M has been, they're a little bit under-talked about. There's a lot of stories in college football.
No doubt about it. Hey, tomorrow, join the morning shift at Publix in town, Brookhaven, for a special broadcast. Get your supplies for Sunday's tailgate. Come say hi to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. Brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. It's the morning shift, Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. at Publix in town, Brookhaven, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we'll come back. Back page with Bo is coming up next year on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Hawks flop on opening night, lose by 20 at home to the Toronto Raptors. Not great. Nobody got arrested for sports gambling or anything, so that's good. They're doing better than the Heat and the Blazers, so we'll take that one to the bank. We'll get back into last night and some of the gambling news of today as well at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. If you don't know, Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, as well as Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat, have both been arrested in relation to gambling. Now, Chauncey's is sort of a poker mob thing.
Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, I do. This is insane. Because Chauncey Billups was helping the mob run a poker game, and Terry Rozier was betting on himself, prop bets and stuff like that. So, pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool that this keeps happening in sports. Yeah. I saw when ESPN was talking about it, they took down the ESPN bet logo.
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Okay.
Halloween's obviously coming, and so all the movie channels are doing their scary movie runs and all that, and there's a bunch of horror films and whatnot. But after that, you start, like, the holiday rom-com season, which I think are some of the funniest films. Not, like, the comedy in those films are not funny.
Like, the fact that they exist is
unintentional
funny.
Funniness.
Yeah. Like what?
I saw one that's coming to Netflix in November called like Jingle, I think it's called Jingle Bell Heist, and the two thieves fall in love, like in the midst of their heist.
It's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
And so I'm fascinated by that. I also saw they're making a pickleball rom-com.
Oh, it's about time.
And so I'm into that.
It's about time.
Yeah, I'm into that. So rom-com season's here, and they're just some of the funniest movies that you could possibly make.
Yeah. No, I mean, the low-budget Christmas romance movie, the Hallmark
movie. Lifetime and Hallmark, yeah, obviously specialties.
Are you know, they are very specific things, and they're awful. My wife loves them, and I'm sure I'll see some of them.
I will watch them. I will watch them for just pure enjoyment.
You know what I like to do? And this probably doesn't make me a great person. Everyone's got flaws. I'm a good husband for the most part. I like to try to ruin them by guessing what's going to happen in the first 5 minutes. I'm like, well, that guy's going to the guy that runs the Christmas tree stand is definitely going to take that lady.
The Wall Street one who comes to the small town. Yeah.
Whose boyfriend doesn't have time for her. They're going to fall in love for sure. Like, and usually you're right, because you're right. They're all the same.
Some of them are like just.
I do like to try to ruin them.
Some of them are like wintry, whatever. Someone gets stuck in a small town with a blizzard, nonsense. Some of them are like Christmas based. And then there's like three Hanukkah based.
I was going to ask, do they do any Hanukkah rom coms?
They are wildly offensive.
Oh, really?
They are wildly offensive.
They just get the
they get everything wrong.
Yeah,
like, there's only like 7 days or something.
Stereotypes and stuff
Oh, the kids are in the living room spinning their dreidels.
Dude,
on the
it's
floor.
Just, but it's they're funny because of that. Like, I can't stop laughing. Like, I can't believe someone signed off on this. So I'm hoping there's like one or two new Hanukkah ones this year.
I hope so too.
They're wild.
Good.
They're wild.
Good. Yeah, they film a lot of those Hallmark movies up there in like Dahlonega.
Yeah, in 14 hours.
Yeah.
They film a 2-hour movie in 14 hours.
It takes 7 minutes. They're mostly improvised. They just grab people off the street. Oh, you got a flannel on here. Go stand by that Christmas
tree. There can't possibly have been like an easier adaptation for like ChatGPT or AI than like
write us a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Using the premise of this and this. Because I could do it in 10 minutes. ChatGPT.
You should then.
I
double your
someone
income.
Someone would buy it. I just mean the premise.
Oh, I see.
If someone who's a screenwriter wants to call in, I can provide 30 premises in 4 hours.
Why don't you guys do that? We'll do
easy.
That. We'll
a
do
radio that. Host goes to a small
we'll
town to
here.
Interview.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
An up and coming.
Like I said yesterday, Randy's on vacation, but he's not that on vacation. If Randy came back and found out we did 30 rom-com premises for Christmas movies,
yeah,
he'd have all our asses.
Go well.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So Falcons 49ers didn't go all that well for the Falcons. I'll tell you one person that didn't. Well, look, outside of leading every being the lead blocker for almost every time Christian McCaffrey went to the outside, George Kittle didn't have very much of an impact on the score sheet at all. Like, I don't even think he had.
He played well.
But he did, he played well in the secondary stuff that you need a tight end or receiver to do, and that's the blocking part. Best thing about Kittle, though, is that he loves doing his job. If that's what his job needs to be that day, this is my job. But he was asked about it, and unlike, the Sean Payton-Russ thing where they take subtle jabs or like A.J. Brown leaves cryptic tweets, hey, man, George Kittle goes right after the man.
You know, personally, I thought with the game plan based on the walkthrough yesterday, I thought I was going to have 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. So, sorry, fantasy coaches and anybody that bet on me, my bad. Blame Kyle Shanahan, not me.
Take it to Kyle Shanahan.
That's good.
Gotta love Kittle. Kittle's a great dude.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a fun character. He was blocking his ass off on Sunday night too. There's no question about that.
He's a great blocker.
He
in
is
Madden also.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were just gonna say he's a great.
I thought
blocker.
That was the end of the comment. Blocker. I didn't know.
But there's
in
a reason
Madden
for that.
Coming.
That's one of the reasons why he's so highly.
They got
rated.
That right in Madden, is what you're saying.
They did. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I feel bad for not throwing the ball a lot. So Joe Flacco just got traded to Cincinnati from Cleveland. Now, I'm not sure. I'm assuming he had a house in Cleveland or has. He has moved around a lot in his career, not a lot in the last few years. It's mostly been Cleveland.
He's moved around a lot in the last 10 years. I didn't realize. He hasn't been
in the last 10 years.
He's been in Baltimore in a long
lots
time.
Lots of homes. Yeah. So him and his wife, they decide not to uproot the entire family from Cleveland to Cincinnati. The two cities aren't that too far apart. So, Joe just goes to Cincinnati by himself, and he's kind of asked how he handles that in his last little presser. And one of the ways he does is by calling his family, obviously. Then sometimes he just goes out to eat.
Call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself, and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do.
It really is.
I tell you, I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. And not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But there are but if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it.
The amount of things that you don't realize are like that before you have kids and a family are endless. Like, the things that I used to just do and take for granted that now feel like genuine treats, like going on a flight by yourself. That's of course what you just used to do. You just fly and whatever, you go where you're going and that's that. Going on a flight with two small kids and your family and figuring all that out with a stroller and then going back to the airport by yourself.
Vacation, man.
It's like a vacation. It's like going to the store by yourself after taking two little kids to the store is, and that same thing too. Like I almost never get to sit at a bar and have a couple drinks without a timeline. In fact, never. There's always a timeline. But I almost never get to sit there. Like, I used to just go to the bar that was down the street from my house in Boston and just watch college football all day. Leave whenever I wanted. Show up whenever I wanted. I had no idea how good I had it. Now I got 45 minutes. All right. Shot and a beer. Keep them coming. Let's enjoy these 45 minutes.
The next time we see Abe sitting at the bar by his lonesome, just know that it is very serene surroundings when you're
probably
there.
Probably Saturday.
Collecting your thoughts, gathering your thoughts by yourself.
It'll be Saturday.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do alone that you didn't used to appreciate?
Oh, wow. A lot of stuff. Like, I can do anything alone and have no qualms about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll sit at home by myself for days. But, so, something that I may get made fun of, especially if Randy was here, but I don't really care because it really is a fun thing to do. I like going to baseball games by myself and keeping score.
Interesting. I love to golf.
I cannot do it with anyone there with me because I'll talk to them and not pay attention, which is what you're going to do at a baseball game.
Sure. I love
you got to pay attention.
I love to golf by myself.
Golfing by yourself is awesome. Full round in 3 hours.
Golf by myself, especially at like dusk.
Walking by yourself is fantastic.
Yep.
I love walking.
I haven't done it in years.
Waiting on anything.
I used to do it all the time. Never realized. I always liked it, but never realized what a treat it was. Hopefully someday I'll get to do that again.
Yeah, for me, and it's not like that it's necessarily a treat to do by myself, but it's something that like is wildly frowned upon for whatever reason. But going to the movies by myself is great.
That's
like
fine.
It's just you're in, out. I don't have to talk to anyone. Check my phone half the time if I want to. If a movie's not great, there's like a stigma about going by yourself. There shouldn't be.
I've only been to one movie by myself ever.
Yeah,
but it
see?
Was great.
I'll go to movies by myself.
I really liked it.
But when you check your phone while a movie's playing, though, you're not just annoying the person right next to you. You're annoying everybody that's sitting behind you, too. So don't do that.
Don't do it when there's anyone else. Dude, you don't have any movies.
Oh, you're talking about by yourself, like theater to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that does happen quite often.
I go, most of the movies I see, I'm the only one in the theater.
When Abe says he's going to a movie solo, he is going to a movie solo. Like, they're turning it on for him.
I do.
If you didn't go, would they not show it?
I don't know. Because I'm not there.
There's
but
one
I don't
guy
know.
In the theater, they have to show it. If there's zero people in the theater, do they just skip the showing?
Sometimes when I'm there by myself, I want to ask, can we just skip the trailers and just write to the movie?
I think you probably still have to show it, though, because what about the late movie goer? If they get there
late, I don't know. I know, that's my concern.
You got to stay on schedule. So you would have to have it playing. That way the late movie guy can go in and he's still late, but you're not interrupting the
late.
Next movies. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting thought.
If a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, you know?
So I'll tell you what, there is somewhere to hear. So I don't know who would dare interview Antonio Brown or have them on your podcast, but Theo Vaughn decided to do it. And how'd you think it was going to go?
I'll give you a name of a team. You just give me a word or two to describe them. Ravens.
Aggressive.
Browns.
Toilet bowl. I'm talking about taking a
What about the Bengals? Can you see the
Bengals?
Yeah.
Just a up.
Yeah.
Just a knucklehead.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like some way that Cincinnati always fuck it up.
Oh,
it's like Joe Burrow just look like Ellen. Like,
what about the Jets now?
Like Ellen?
The Jets is the Jets. It's like just the side chick in New York, you know?
Oh, damn.
Ellen?
That's a hilarious thing to say.
Like DeGeneres? Is that who he's calling Joe Burrow? I don't know. I
think
couldn't figure that one out.
He kind of does look like Ellen a little
just a
bit.
Random. Oh, maybe he does. A facial. Maybe he looks like Ellen.
It
kind
of looks like Ellen. Good. I'm glad he had him on there. That's great.
Was he saying degenerates and then Ellen degenerate? Like, is there a tie in there?
No, I think he just said he looks kind of like Ellen.
Okay.
Which is a funny insult.
Fair enough. Hey, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after every Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. Your first chance to call in and react Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Hawks opener last night, not a lot of good. A little, I guess, we can talk about, but we'll talk about what went down on opening night for the Hawks versus the Raptors. Opening night in the NBA in general the last couple of nights, some really impressive performances, and, you know, the FBI arrested some NBA people this morning for gambling. So we'll get to all that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.